This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Our best and worst of the weekend coming up. When is a no-hitter? Not a no-hitter. Alex Smith, now retired, will join us. How close did he come to maybe joining the Jacksonville Jaguars as a backup quarterback to Trevor Lawrence? Reunited with his college coach, Urban Meyer. He will join us coming up here in a moment. Also, what is that like when you know that your successor is there on the same team with you? Aaron Rodgers going through this. Matt Ryan might be going through this. And we've seen quarterbacks down through the years where firmly entrenched, and then the team says, we got to start thinking about the future. It happened to Aaron Rodgers with Brett Favre. Tom Brady comes in and Drew Bledsoe. Although at the time, you're not thinking Tom Brady is going to take over for Drew Bledsoe anytime soon. Because Brady was not a first-round pick, and Bledsoe had just signed a $100 million contract. He got hurt, and then Brady stepped in, and Drew never got his job back. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. McLovin, update the poll results.
Most likely quarterback in the top five to not work out. Trey Lance took a slight lead over Mac Jones, for what that's worth.
And just to get you up to date on what's going on, there's a lot of talk from the NFL insiders that Julio Jones could be on the move, could be traded. And you probably, according to my source, would have to give up a second-round pick. He's 32 years of age, and he's a future Hall of Famer. Would we say that, McLovin? Julio Jones, future
Absolutely.
Hall of Famer?
Okay.
Yeah. Just want to make sure. Not quite sure what's a Hall of Famer and what is not.
No, I think he's really universally considered a Hall of Fame. He's got a lot of big numbers and he's respected.
Is he better than Calvin Johnson?
That's a great question.
Because neither won anything, although Julio did play in a Super Bowl.
Both incredibly quiet during their career. They neither talk at all.
Yeah. Paulie?
They're quite similar, Dan. Julio Jones started a little slow in his career because of injuries out of college. His first 3 years, he was good, not great. But then he had about a 6-year run where six Pro Bowls, two All Pros. He had a couple seasons with 1,700 yard season. He had an 1,800 yard season, 1,600. He led the league in a yardage a lot. So he had a basically a 6-year run where he was the best, like de facto best.
And I think he's salary is team friendly this upcoming year. Then after that, I think he makes about $15-16 million. But if you're New England, if you're Baltimore, Seattle, what would it take? Second round pick? You got a draft pick in the 50s. Would you give that up for Julio Jones? I would. If you're ready to win now, like, yes, Baltimore, you got to get some receivers here. Yeah, McLevin.
But aren't you trying to build this thing around Matt Ryan now? Like, give him every chance to succeed? If you're not going to take a quarterback, you're going to take the best weapon away from...
I know.
But then I guess you add another weapon.
You're going to bring in Kyle Pitts. Unless you bring in... If you bring in a quarterback, then I could see where you would trade Julio Jones. I get that. But if you're bringing in Kyle Pitts, would I want to keep Julio Jones? I'd want to keep him for this year. See if you can do some damage there. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you. Best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. I actually watched a lot of Texas-Kentucky women's volleyball Saturday night. I was watching Lakers-Mavs, flipped over for a little while. Wildcats win their first volleyball title, the first one ever for the entire SEC. They had never won a volleyball title, so I did check that out.
So it was women's volleyball.
Women's volleyball, Texas-Kentucky, extremely competitive, and I have a whole new appreciation for volleyball.
Stop.
What do you mean stop?
Come on. We know.
I watched like a lot of that. It went like four long sets and SEC takes over the volleyball world for the first time ever.
I know. We got it. I don't believe you for a second.
Worst of the weekend. 17 seconds into the fight, UFC 261 former middleweight champ Chris Weidman's lower right leg snaps. After, and it didn't fall off completely, but it snapped. It broke, I guess. After Uriah Hill checks his first leg kick, it was similar to the way Weidman had beaten Anderson Silva in a UFC title fight 8 years prior.
Okay. McLovin, best and worst of the weekend.
Best, my man, future MVP again, Bryce Harper, two home runs yesterday. Phillies lose 12-2 to the Rockies.
Nice.
How do you hit two home runs and lose 12-2? That sums up the season.
That's when nobody else is on and you homer.
Yeah. Other worst is Kim Mulkey leaving Baylor after three titles to go to LSU just after she was announced to go into the Hall of Fame with Michael Jordan introducing her. How could you leave the program that you've built as you're about to go Hall of Fame? I don't understand this at all. I feel it's a little disloyal.
That was a shocker. Because I'm thinking, you're not leaving. You built something. You've won three national titles there. And, you know, she was a staunch defender of Baylor. Everything that had to do with Baylor. Seton O'Connor, best and worst.
My best of the weekend, did you see there was this crazy crash at Talladega? Joey Logano went airborne, and a whole bunch of cars crashed. And I think actually one of the drivers is still in the hospital. But they have this view that Joey Logano's car flipped over Bubba Wallace's car. And it's this really crazy view. And after it, Bubba Wallace said, "Trust me, my underwear is in worse shape than my car." I guess you have to have a sense of humor when you're doing something that reckless.
Sure.
And my other best of the weekend was... also UFC 261. I don't know who these guys are. I don't know anything about fighting, but I do know that in the main event, when you're there and a guy throws a punch and you're smiling at him, and then 10 seconds later you get knocked out, boom, right on your feet. It was awesome. It was so great.
Paulie, best and worst.
Dan, my SIU Salukis, 34-31 over Weber State, your Wildcats. It was fourth and sixth. I love the name. The quarterback for SIU, Stone Labanowitz. Love it. He hit the guy in the end zone for the win for Salukis. And then the 1AA playoffs continue this weekend. Team still alive. Southern, South Dakota State, James Madison, North Dakota. North Dakota State, of course, Sam Houston, Delaware, Jackson State.
All right.
No worst.
If you're wondering how a pitcher can go a whole game without allowing a hit and not have a no-hitter, welcome to 2021 in Major League Baseball. The Diamondbacks' Madison Bumgarner pitched a complete game without allowing a hit. And since it was part of a doubleheader, those games go seven innings. And apparently that's not an official no-hitter. They had a committee that they formed back in 1991 and said that a game had to be nine innings or more to count as a no-hitter. I have no idea these days. A doubleheader, extra innings, adjustments, still hard to get used to. Runner on second base to start the 10th. It doesn't feel like real baseball, and the rules have changed. But I will say this. The NFL gets all this attention because of rule changes or interpretation of a rule. They get a lot of attention, a lot of publicity. Maybe this will help baseball. But Madison Bumgarner was pretty impressive. I'm not sure if yesterday's official outcome matters one way or another to him, but it definitely feels weird to say he didn't get a no-hitter when nobody got a hit. If you had a seven-inning... So let's say you're pitching... the second game of the no hit or the doubleheader, and it's 0-0 in the seventh, and you have a no hitter, and you throw 9 innings of no hit ball, so 2 innings that are extra innings, and you win 1-0. Is that a no hitter? Because 7 is an official game in a doubleheader. If you go 9, does that count as a no-hitter? Is Harvey Haddix credited with a no-hitter? Harvey Haddix, former Pirate, I believe, back in the 50s, threw a 9-inning no-hitter, 10 innings, 11, and then I think he lost to the Milwaukee Braves in the 12th inning. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, he had in May 26, 1959, he had pitched 12 perfect innings and lost all of it in the 13th.
Is he credited with a perfect game?
No, because he did not complete.
But he went 9 innings.
Right. A lot of guys went in. You could find 20 different guys who went into the 10th inning with a no-hitter, way back when pitchers pitched deep. Yeah. If you pitch a 8-inning no-hitter and it's rained out, do you get a no-hitter, or is it a separate category in the baseball record book? That no-hitter rainout. Is that a separate category?
I don't know.
Yeah, so the rule in 91, they changed it. That doesn't count as a no-hitter if it's a rainout and it's shortened. That was the point of the rule. Because they didn't know about the 7-inning doubleheaders then.
Yeah, but now that you have, it's an official game. Like, everything counts. The stats all count, right?
The wins and losses count.
Everything counts, except for, is it a no-hitter or not? Are we going to have separate 7-inning no-hitter categories? Yes,
yeah, that's kind of BS. They pitched the whole game. He pitched a no-hitter.
I mean, Madison Bumgarner didn't say, hey, I only want this game to be 7 innings. Yeah, McLaughlin.
What about all the guys, though, and I've seen it a million times, going to the ninth with a no-hitter and blow it? Like, yeah. They'll be like, well, we got 8.5 innings done. I know. I agree with you guys. It should be a no-hitter, but...
Does anybody here feel like Madison Bumgarner should not get credit for a no-hitter? Paulie.
He should get credit for a 7-inning no-hitter, which now becomes a new category, and he's first man in. Yeah. Because it is it's different than a 9-inning no-hitter.
Nobody else has pitched a 7. There have been 2 official no-hitters, I believe, this year. But there's been no other 7-inning no-hitter in a doubleheader. Correct?
This year, no, I don't think so. There must have been a rain delay one at some point in history. But this year with this format, no.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. Anytime there's a game that's recognized, no matter how many innings they want to play with, if that is a legal full game, all records should be on the table, whether you're the pitcher or how many home runs you hit or how many ribbies, any record, even though it's 7 innings. And I understand people have lost no-hitters in perfect games in the 8th and 9th innings before, but that's insane to me. They shouldn't have changed it to 7 innings in the first place.
Yes, McLaughlin.
So last year they played, 60 games? Like, if the big debate is if a guy had hit 400, would that count as a 400 season?
The answer is no. Yeah. Like, I get that. That's only 60 games. I at least have to come close to a semblance of a full season. Yeah, McLaughlin.
I have kind of a hot take.
All right. Well, kind of give it to me then.
I'm starting to like the guy on second in extra innings. I was watching the Dodgers Padres, and I'm like, I can't sit through more innings of this. I need them to come to a close. I know. I feel like a dork for saying that, but.
No.
9 innings of baseball is a long time. I don't need 4 more innings.
Yes, Todd.
So what's next? If the stats show that doesn't speed things up, now it's going to be, how about we go 1 out and a runner on third and a sac fly gets the run in? You know, you're just going to keep playing with it until you find a way to get an easy run in so it doesn't go more than a 10th or an 11th inning. It's stupid.
This is as upset as I've seen you since you
couldn't
get
that onion
bagel.
When it comes to baseball, maybe it's my old Little League days, I find that insane. 7-inning games that don't have a doubleheader and don't make up the game. If it's such an inconvenience that you got to get out of there as quickly as possible and you got to take 2 innings off each of the games, then don't play any doubleheaders. If you got some rules count, some don't, you got to play into the 8th.
Yes, Paul.
Any chance the commissioner rethinks this after Todd's venom?
I think so.
He really needs to get back in the boardroom there with the committee there.
But also, so do I adjust a pitcher's ERA because he has to face one more hitter with the DH, you know, in the American League? Do I allow
Will batters get fewer at bats? Not many, but you get a handful of fewer at bats if you play in a couple doubleheaders.
Yeah. But we're talking baseball. Although we were talking baseball in the first hour because Trevor Bauer of the Dodgers gave up two home runs to Fernando Tatis, and Tatis mocked him as he went around the bases. I think he did a Conor McGregor pose, too. Now, he did the full Monty here. It's like, I'm hitting home runs off Trevor Bauer. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to mock you. But Trevor Bauer, to his credit, said this about Fernando Tatis.
I'm all for it, and I think it's important that, you know, the game moves in that direction and we stop throwing at people because they celebrated having some success on the field. Another one of those moments today, I got Hosmer on a curveball in the dirt and hit him with a sword celebration. And the next at bat, he hit a curveball at my face and gave me the sword celebration at first. And we kind of laughed about it, and we've got a little history together. We played against each other for many years, and that's what it is to be a competitor, you know? Like, I'm going to go at you, and I'm going to get you sometimes, and then you're going to get me sometimes. So we can have fun, and we can celebrate it while we're still competing at the highest level. I just thought that was an important note tonight.
I thought it was great. I thought it, you know, it did help that the Dodgers won the game. You know, so that helps Trevor Bauer's mood a little bit. But I liked it. If a younger generation embraces this, I'm curious to see what it will do for the game. Yeah, see.
I think it's interesting that everybody knows that they do it, but it's interesting to me that he's admitting that they throw at people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, we throw it. Like, you know, you have to stop throwing at guys who are celebrating something they did on the field. I don't know.
I think that's one of the more cowardly acts that we have in all of sports, is when somebody homers, the next guy up might go down, or the next time you come up in the lineup, you're going down. You could run around the bases in 12 seconds, but somehow a pitcher is going to take it personally where you're showing him up. And if you're in the American League, you don't even have to come to the plate if you're a pitcher. It's cowardly. Or my favorite, or least favorite, is guy homers, next guy up homers, the third guy up who didn't do anything gets thrown at or gets hit by a pitch. Like, yeah, like, what did I do? I'm keeping my spot in the order here. Yeah, see.
It's like if a dude hits a home run and the next, hey, before you get up, try not to hit one out because I don't want to hit. I don't want to take one in the back, all right?
It's like the guy on deck after the guy homers, he's like, oh, great,
I'm going to get plugged.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, congratulations, Tommy. Yeah, Paul.
I've always wished they would do this as a rule. You know how when a batter is upset and he wants to charge a mound? He can charge a mound, and that's legal. Let the pitcher and batter duke it out, but no one else is allowed to engage the fight. Mm. Because, you know, the guys in the dugout for the team with the bat, they're right there. They could just pile over the pitcher. You know, the guys in the outfield, it takes them like 30 seconds to get there. It's an unfair fight. No one's allowed to, on a mound rush, engage it. It's mano a mano, or imano, whatever they call it.
Or a mano.
Yeah.
Julio Jones apparently is on the trading block, according to sources. Then you also have the situation with the Niners, that they're on the clock with the number three pick, and who are they going to take? Is it Trey Lance? Is it Mac Jones? Feels like it's those two, and you got probably differing opinions with the Niners. It's weird to have differing opinions. This is what I'm told, differing opinions on Trey Lance and Mac Jones, because when you make that trade, when Kyle Shanahan says to John Lynch, I'm going to go up and get my guy, does anybody say, well, can we hold on a little bit here? Can we vet this out a little bit? And that's what's surprising. Did you do that? Did you know who you were going to do? Do they know who they're going to take? Feels like they do, but it feels like it's not unanimous. There's not uniformity when it comes to this pick with the Niners. Yeah, McLeod.
If it's going to be Lawrence 1 and Zach Wilson 2, I mean, at a certain point before the draft, the Niners don't really have a reason to hide who they're going to take.
Yeah. Unless they're, you know, creating chaos for everybody after this with you're going, wait a minute, they took Trey Lance? Are they lying the whole time? I mean, as a spectator, a viewer, I'd love it. What if you did this? This is going to sound crazy. Absolutely crazy. What if the Niners said, you know what? Let's just keep Jimmy Garoppolo. And we're going to take Kyle Pitts. Like, what if you said we're going to have George Kittle and Kyle Pitts? Right? And they hit it this whole time. They went up and got Kyle Pitts. Yeah, you already have a team that's ready to make a Super Bowl run. They just got injured last year. Yeah, McLovin.
That would be to trade, what it was, a 3 first-rounders for Kyle Pitts.
Oh, I
love it. It's a great idea. And it'd probably be the best thing for them to do.
Oh, Jeff in California. Then we'll take a break. We'll talk to Alex Smith. Hey, Jeff.
5'9", 235, all stomach. Thank you. Thank you. The worst of the weekend, the Padres taunting the Dodgers. Come on. You guys haven't done nothing, okay? We're world champions. Come on now. All right. And the best is, Dan, your wedding. You got one upped on your in-laws, man. They had military uniforms. Are you kidding me? Did they have Colin Powell in their wedding? I mean, geez, Louise.
Oh, I know. I got roughed up there. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, my father-in-law, he had the father of the bride. He, if you've seen the movie Officer and a Gentleman, he's dressed like Richard Gere. He's got his uniform on. He's got medals. Got all these medals. He brought a sword to the cake cutting ceremony. And I was going to bring my sword, and I decided not to. And he's got his sword. He looks like $1 million there. Yeah, see.
This might be a dumb question because I think we all know the answer, but how's his handshake?
Firm.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought.
And he uses military terminology with everything. You know, hey, we're going to go over here after the rehearsal dinner, and our mission is, and I'll go, our mission? What's our mission? And our mission is to have a good time. And I go, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Did a roll call at the wedding.
Yeah, thank you, sir. May I have another?
There's some people you don't want to go toe-to-toe with. And those military guys, when they're dressed, you want to tap out.
Oh, and the women were melting. I thought I had a tuxedo on. And I'm going, all right, I'm doing okay. I look pretty good.
He didn't, bring out a guitar and start strumming.
No, he didn't do that. But I mean, he might as well. He could have arrived, in a submarine and gotten out.
They parachuted in.
Yeah. where's Chip? Here I come. Yes, yes. Tim.
Was he using military time? Yes. I think things are going to get started about 1400 hours. We don't need that.
The song Danger Zone from Top Gun starts playing.
And then he wanted to play beach volleyball, and we would have shorts on. Like no shirt and jeans. He arrived to the
Chip's
wedding.
Chip's here, hold on.
Yeah, Chip's here. And here he is. Let's say hello to Chip Magner. Come on in, Chip. Easy there, women. Sir, yes, sir. And here's the father of the groom. You used to know him. He's the guy who left ESPN. Say hello to Dan Patrick.
So anyway, Chip, tell us more.
Tell us about the submarine you were on, Chip. When you were protecting our country. Tell us how you did it.
Does he say things like... Well, wait, I was going to tell this story, but I'm sorry, that's still classified. Anyway. I'm sorry, wait, that's still classified.
I have to kill the entire wedding party. Yeah.
There was this time where in the Bering Sea.
I had a paperclip and a packet of chewing gum.
I took out 5 of them.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. 23 after the hour. I hope Chip has a sense of humor. If he doesn't have a sense of humor by now, then spending a weekend with me, yeah, Paul.
But you see, you want your son or your daughter to marry into a family that's got a father-in-law who's a great guy, respectable, right up until wedding day. Like, that's the day where he becomes the star. Chip's dad ran the show.
But when he brought his dad, who had military, had medals as well, And his father, Larry, was 88 years of age, sharp as can be. And, when they do the limbo and, the 88-year-old Larry's, going lower than anybody there. And I'm going,
You know, abs all of his just medals, rippling through his...
All of his medals were clanking, you know? And he brought his damn sword.
88 years old?
Yes! Larry. He was killing it. Meanwhile, my side of the family, it's like, there's nothing to see here. They're at the bar. Hey, anybody? My two brothers at the bar, they're not there. All right, we'll take a break. Alex Smith will join us coming up. 24 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security says it all right there in the name. Simple, simple because you install it. Safe. You can trust me on that. Protection 24/7, people who care, experts trained not only to keep you safe, but make you feel safe. U.S. News recently called Simply Safe, quote, the best home security of 2021. They've been with us for over 10 years now. And, you know, the people who listen to me and believe in what I say and trust what I say, this is the way to go. You install it. You order it. There's no technician. There's no electrician comes into the house. And you have professional monitoring, highly trained security experts. They're always there for you. No hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. There's no contracts to sign. Learn more about how Simply Safe can protect you and your family. Visit simplysafedan.com today. Customize your system and get a free security camera. Also, 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose. SimplySafeDan.com and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW. And take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Oh, let's see. What do I need to mention here? Other vans stop short. Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech. Five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Alex Smith, he is the former Utah star, went to the 49ers, also went to the Kansas City Chiefs. Washington football team had one of the more serious, severe, near-fatal injuries in football history and decided to announce his retirement recently. And Alex Smith joining us on the program. Do you feel like a former player now?
You know, it's funny because, you know, through the injury, I kind of almost fell into that as well. Like, I was on the brink of former football player for a while. So I felt like I've dabbled in this pool before. And so, yeah, it's not unnatural for me.
But also, like, is your routine the same? Like, are you still training, working out? How does that work?
Yeah, I think my routine very much this time of year is the same. Yeah, I still mix it up. I love enjoying. I mean, as a quarterback, listen, you know, me getting under a squat rack, you know, 365 days a year isn't practical, nor does it help me be a better quarterback. So for the last several years, I've enjoyed doing different things in the off season as far as training goes, and I still do those things. So that part of my life hasn't changed. I think here as, you know, as we creep towards summer and fall, obviously that's going to be the true test, you know, because for every fall for the last, you know, 25 plus years of my life, it's revolved around football. And, you know, that obviously is set to change. So I'm excited for it. You know, I know it's not always going to be a smooth transition, but I look forward to the unknown and what lays ahead.
But is it your mind or your body that has to be convinced right now? Like,
my mind, without a doubt, my mind. My body has nothing to do with it. My body could, I could still roll. I'm in better shape than I was a year ago. I mean, I think the further I get removed from this injury, I'm only getting stronger. So my body feels better and better now.
But your body reminds you there's certain times of the year where you go, I'm supposed to be doing this, like late July or August. Like, what are you going to be like on a Sunday in September?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great question. I don't know if I'm, you know, if I totally know what that's going to be like, you know, if I'm ready for it. And obviously time will tell when we get there. I do think, yeah, I mean, for a chunk of my life, yeah, that I've always had that release, you know, to go to lace up cleats and get back out on the field and, you know, push yourself in that kind of environment. And you can't simulate that anywhere else. You can't get that feeling, that rush, that sensation anywhere else. And so it is incredibly unique. So we'll see. We'll see if I do miss it. I feel at this point I'm in a great place. I you know, I've played a ton of football. I'm looking forward to all the things I can go do with my family and my kids, things that I've put off for a long time because of football.
When did you have that epiphany that you went, okay, I'm good with this?
Honestly, the first time I ever thought it, that it first hit me, this is no joke. I went skiing and snowboarding with my kids. And it was something that I'd put off for a long time because of football ever since. I haven't been since college. And then when the injury happened, I doubted if I'd ever be able to go again. And, my parents have taken my kids, so they're pretty decent skiers at this point. I haven't ever been with them, you know, and I grew up, my dad taught me to ski when I was 2 years old. I grew up going with my family, and it was always this family environment. So I got to go this year. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience for me, full of the same range of emotions. And the night before, I had a ton of anxiety, couldn't sleep, you know, wondering about my leg and how it hold up. And then to get out there with my kids and my dad also, and for all of us to be on the mound together, and my mom, and, you know, it was an amazing experience. So for me, yeah, there was a moment where we paused on the side of the mountain, and my two boys were next to me, and my dad was there as well. And yeah, it definitely hit me that I want more of that. You know, I want to chase more of that. I've been putting that off for a long, long time, and I can go do that now. And the reason I can go do it is partly because I pursued football, you know, that I knew if I pushed football as hard as I could, all the other things in life, I wouldn't have any limitations. So I'm excited to go knock down some more walls that I've built up.
Yeah, but I thought it was a little pretentious of you to hold a press conference on the ski mountain there to announce that you were retiring. I mean, nobody was there, but, you know, you had your moment, had your press conference. And I thought all along, the last month or so, 6 weeks, that you would join Urban and go to Jacksonville and help tutor Trevor Lawrence. But I didn't know the competitor in you that wants to start, you know, like, do I want to be a mentor? And so I wondered how difficult was that decision?
Oh, I think you hit it. I battled that a lot internally, that role. And I have no problem, obviously, mentoring. I love it. In fact, you know, being a young quarterback, especially a high draft pick and expectations, and I enjoy talking about the way not to do it. You know, for me, how I struggled with those expectations and anxiety and, you know, trying to get validation every single day. And I felt like I never allowed myself that process to grow into that franchise quarterback. I felt like I had to be that day one and put a ton of pressure on myself to be that. And it just mounted and mounted. And it was this cycle that was not productive at all. So I enjoy, you know, trying to help, obviously, other young quarterbacks not go down that road, you know, and there's a better way to do it. But I do struggle with the sense of doing it in a role where you're playing, you know, and preparing and to be the starter and to go out there and do that versus the backseat that you're really now, you know, obviously it's a lot of talk. It's a lot of talk, less playing. And so struggled if I wanted to do that, what that looked like. All those things. But Jacksonville definitely was same thing. It was something that was really interesting to me. Coach Myron and I are still close to this day. So, you know, for the fact that I'll be close to 20 years down the line and he's now in the pros and to think about potentially helping him build that thing was exciting to me. But in the end, you know, I think all those other things won out.
But if somebody offered you a starting job, if Washington said, hey, would we be having this conversation? Would it be a different conversation?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. I mean, I think for me, I wanted to see all the options out there. I wanted to see everything that was on the table, obviously including retirement, and then make the most informed decision I could. I didn't want to rush anything. I wanted to see everything that was out there. So I felt like I did that. And based off all of those options, you know, I at this point I'm moving forward with retirement. You know, I don't think you ever want to never say never, but I'm full steam ahead with that at this point.
He's Alex Smith, former football player. You know, your one leg got all the attention. It's your other leg that I'd like to give some attention to today.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, like it's done a lot of work there. Never gets any coverage, Alex.
Never. And, you know, and I stole some muscle from it too, my right leg from my left. So my left's been really, you know, picking up the slack, and it's been shorthanded. So, you know, it's amazing what the human body can do. And I remember when they were explaining the procedure to me in the hospital, and I'm like, wait, you're going to make my good leg, you're going to make it weaker. You know, we're going to take one of my quad muscles. And I remember thinking at that point, my left leg was everything. I mean, the only way I got around was jumping around on my left leg at all. I mean, and I kept thinking, well, we're going to make this weaker so that I can, you know, and this one, it might not even work. you know, is what they keep telling you. And so it's funny now looking back, they tell you that your left leg will adapt and you'll be surprised at how strong it will get. And they were right. Funny, those doctors were right. It's crazy how the human body can adapt. And I feel like my left leg's probably stronger than it was, but before the injury and the operation where they took my muscle.
You remember the last time we had you in person was in Minneapolis.
I remember it well.
And you got traded 5 hours later.
Yep.
When you came in to do that interview, did you know you were going to be traded?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Okay. Yeah. Good point.
It was one of those things like the, you know, basically the trade had been done. Nothing had been signed or anything, but they're, you know, still working out the details, essentially a you know, you're signing an extension as well. But yeah, that was all basically kind of in the works and pretty much done at that point where I was with you guys that day.
What's it like though, when you know, and you're going to see, Matt Ryan's probably going to see this, you know, the veterans see this, Aaron Rodgers is seeing this, when all of a sudden you see the future and you go, we certainly could have used that draft pick on somebody who could help us this year. So when the Chiefs take Patrick Mahomes, you know, your days are numbered. Did you feel your days were numbered?
You know, I think there were a couple things. Yeah. I mean, well, obviously they're taking we moved up to take Patrick, early. So I knew, you know, no question, obviously the future, was in him. I think for me, I was going into my 13th year and I could either let this distract me from continuing to play good football, play winning football, you know, and certainly there were a lot of, you know, media distractions that try to pit us against each other. Or, you know, I could choose not to buy into that and really not let it distract me from what I wanted to go do and continue down my road towards trying to reach my potential and play the best, you know, football I could play, which I felt like I was still going down that road. So I think through everything I'd been through, it was really me determined to not, you know, essentially here, not let this become another distraction for me. And I, you know, I think thankfully, and proud of the fact that, you know, everybody included in that, Patrick, you know, Coach Reed, the entire organization chose not let that be what everybody was trying to make it be, you know, that it could be done a different way, that we could coexist, we weren't pitted against each other. And so, yeah, and ended up having probably one of the best years of my career, maybe the best, in the face of that, and essentially determined to tell myself that if I played good football, I was going to have a job, you know, or I could let this distract me and not play good football. And then it would become this self-fulfilling prophecy. You know,
you made it tough on all the comeback players of the year that will follow you, because probably not a lot of them. Well, did you nearly die? Did you nearly lose your leg? Well, Alex Smith did. Like what did you come back from? You know, like you really made it tough.
You know, I think that it's hard. I mean, football, the crazy thing is I think there's so much that goes on that doesn't get seen. I mean, obviously this is one of the most violent games on the planet, and the carnage, you know, like the amount of guys that are up for comeback player of the year every single year and what they go through behind the scenes to get back, the surgeries, the toll this game takes on the human body. There's so many guys that deserve recognition. Certainly, obviously, what happened with me was unique, you know, in the sense of obviously the breaking my leg and then the infection on top of it. So, no, I mean, everybody, you know, there's so many guys that deserve recognition for what they put in, especially this time of year when no one's looking.
Yeah, but if they come back from meniscus tear or something like that, or like turf toe, come on, Alex. I mean, you know, you made it tough. You did. You made it tough for all these other people. How do you look in shorts, by the way? Does your legs, like you?
So it's funny. It's funny you ask. Like, yeah, it took me a long time to be able to wear shorts, you know, and show my leg. It was a long time before I could even own that this was me, that I wanted, that I was proud of my leg.
Do you have your shorts on now?
It's not pretty, Dan.
Do you have shorts on right now?
I have pants on. I would show it off, but I do have pants on.
Take your pants off right now. Let me see what you look like, Alec.
No, it's not pretty, but I am proud of it, you know, and what it's been through and what it means to me. But yeah, it took me a long time before I could show it off and flaunt it, you know, and that I could own it. Yeah.
Thank you. It's been great watching you. From you know, the days in Utah to where you are today, and you know, you get to spend time with your family, and I think, although I want to know what it's like, you know, because when I left ESPN, I went home and I didn't have a job for 6 months. You know, I was going to spend time with the kids, and I got home for about 2 weeks, and I went, oh my God, what am I doing here? So you might have.
I think you're right. I mean, and I'm not planning. You can't do nothing. You know, I can't do nothing. So I got to find something. But I think, you know what it is. Can I find a balance, you know?
Good luck, Alex. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
That's Alex Smith. Maybe they named the Comeback Player of the Year Award the Alex Smith Award. Just throwing that out there. We'll take a break. We'll close up shop. Last call for phone calls. Take a break. Back after this and the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We were just talking about my question to Alex Smith, where I said, you know, do you wear shorts considering everything he's gone through with his legs? And he said, look, that's real. I didn't want to wear shorts and draw attention to my leg. And then when I said, do you have shorts on now? And he goes, no. And I say to Alex Smith, take off your pants. Sometimes just getting the expressions on the other side of the glass. Usually Seton will give me like the true honest, you know, his reaction. He'll be like, oh, my God. Like, or he'll disappear. His head will come down. You know, I can't see him because he's laughing. And when I said, you got shorts on? No, I got long pants. Take off your pants.
Take off your pants. Let me see what you look like. What?
Oh, if only he would have taken off his pants. Let's see. McLovin, what do you have? Final results of the poll question?
Which quarterback's not going to work out? People are saying Trey Lance and Mac Jones are in trouble.
All right. Sean in California. Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean.
My uncle from another mother, my brother's behind the board. Hey, two times for Chad Rose. Shout out Snacks in Detroit. 5'8", a luscious 185.
All right.
So I just want to call in real quick. Mazel tov to you, big homie. It's good to know you finally got one off the books.
Yep, my son. Now I got three daughters, and I got to pay for my funeral. So,
okay. And then real quick, man, hey, shout out to Chip. You know, we support our military people, but can Chip hang any Marconis off that military uniform? Can he reference multiple sports Emmy nods? Do they start putting Valor on IMDb pages nowadays? You know, as great as Chip is, man, he's nothing compared to the great Dan Patrick. You're still one up in my books, and for everybody else, suck it, Chip.
All right. Whoa. No, we can't turn on the father-in-law.
He was almost there.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, you can't turn on Chip there. Chip, you know, protected our country. I got to call a 20-second timeout here on like Chip. Chip didn't create this. Like, he just showed up in his dress blues with a bunch of medals on, and
he's in now though. He's in it.
Brought up. Who brings a sword to the cake cutting ceremony? Chip.
Well, I don't know, honey. Apparently, Dan's turned his radio audience against you too. What did you do at the wedding? I didn't do anything.
When one of my daughters gets married, I swear I'm showing up in full military gear. Like, I'm going in, I'm getting something with medals on it. I wish my dad's uniform was still around. So I'd try to squeeze into that. Although he didn't have any medals, I don't think. What did I learn today, Todd?
That Mike Trout is the Daniel Day-Lewis of baseball. They're both great, but are you entertained by them?
Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond for their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. A lot of fun today. Let's try to do it again tomorrow. Seton Pauly, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.